Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we share expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language, and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. And while you're there, please check out our complete suite of online courses designed to help you become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. In this episode, we're going to be answering a listener's question about sexual boredom and how to break through ruts. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the question.
I just want to preface this with, this is a long question, but there's a lot in it, and I think that there is stuff to learn in it for us all. So enjoy getting to hear about the ins and outs of somebody's sex life intimately. So this is from Doug. My wife and I have been married for 10 years, and at least from my perspective, our sex life has been more or less frustrating and unsatisfying, mostly due to the lack of variety in our bedroom activities and unwillingness of my wife to meet me halfway on some things that I would like to do, despite my willingness to do whatever she wants. Over the years, I've bought some books, we've bought some sex toys, which she rarely uses, even if she is insistent about buying them. And we've had a few idle conversations about other various things that we might like to do to spice up our sex life. However, nothing much has ever changed, and I'm feeling somewhat depressed about it, which is cutting into my desire to have sex with her. My biggest gripes are that she expects us to have intercourse during every single session, despite me sometimes wanting her to finish me orally or with a prostate massage, which she has promised me before that she will do whenever she is on her period, but has never followed through. And that's just about all of the things I really want that I have shared with her, such as pegging, for instance, have been quickly shot down with little or no discussion and or willingness on her part to even explore it. I've also noticed myself feeling resentful because I will always eagerly spend lots of time going down on her and pleasuring her. However, she wants to be pleasured, but then she consistently fails to reciprocate with something that I want and care about. My attempts at discussing the matter, which I attempt to couch in terms of wanting to have more variety in our sex life, and I try to explain some of the things I want, always seem to upset her, as though I'm questioning her worthiness as a sexual partner and her ability to satisfy me, which is not what I'm trying to communicate to her, but rather trying to tell her that I just don't want to do the same act or routine every single time. I feel like the only things we ever seriously change up anymore is the position we have intercourse, and sometimes location, i.e. the downstairs couch. But other than that, it's pretty much the same old routine. 69, followed by going down on her to orgasm, followed by a quick BJ for me, followed by intercourse, and then we're done. We still usually have sex once or twice a week whenever we're both really in the mood, mostly on the weekends. And having some sex life is better than no sex life at all, of course, but I still don't really ever feel completely satisfied sexually. And sometimes would rather even avoid having sex with her and take care of myself, knowing that sex with her will likely be nails on chalkboard boring. I don't like feeling estranged from my wife like this, and I would like to be able to look forward to intimacy with her, but I just don't know how to get through to her about my feelings, despite many attempts to communicate with her about this. Am I making too much of a deal over my desire to do some different things with our sex life? Should I just settle for what my wife has to offer and leave it at that? She never seems bored or unhappy with our sex life, so why should I? Any suggestions or ideas about what might be going on here and or what I might do in order to resolve this and make it a more equitable and enjoyable situation for the both of us? Thanks, and I greatly enjoy your podcast. Well, thank you, Doug.
All right.
Yes. Let's dive into this.
I think the first thing that both Charlotte and I noticed about this question was that Doug is having a fairly frequent sex life, once or twice a week, in different positions, oral sex both ways. It sounds like they're both having orgasms, and he's still not fulfilled. And this is a sex life that many of our listeners and many people in our community would be really happy with. A lot of people haven't had sex in months or years, and once or twice a week sounds like a dream. So it's not really about frequency or what sex acts you are including that create a fulfilling sex life. We all have different thresholds where we feel fulfilled with our sex life. And in this case, it's really the need for novelty and change and variety that is missing. And so I think this is a good reminder just from the offset that we all need to be really honest with ourselves about, are we fulfilled? What are our needs in bed? And not think that there's this one normal gold standard that we all have to fit into in order to be fulfilled. Some people will be fulfilled with sex once a month. Other people would love it once a day if they could. And you need to be honest with yourself about what your needs are. And I think that's what really stood out, is that he's being really honest and saying, I have a sex life, but it's not the one I want. And after 10 years, I'm feeling really pent up and starting to feel bored, and it's starting to affect my relationship, and I need help. And I think that's a really beautiful, honest question that comes from a place of knowing himself and what his needs are. And that's what we all need to do. That's the first step towards being sexually fulfilled. And Doug has done that beautifully and modeled for us how to frame that question.
I think it's also important for us all to notice that it's not what we're doing during sex that makes us feel connected and close, but how we feel about what we're doing. It sounds like each part of the routine is good, but it's the fact that it is a routine and a script that makes it boring and feel uncompelling.
Right. To use our classic food analogies, if you love mashed potatoes and steak, you might be happy eating them, but do you want that same exact meal 3 times a day, every day? No, we want variety. We want novelty. And it's really clear from the research around sexuality that novelty is one of the most important factors in maintaining desire in long-term relationships. And a lot of people translate this to, you know, you need to have an open relationship and have sex with many different partners to create novelty. But what's interesting is that the studies show that you can create novelty with the same person, and that is registered in the body as novelty in the same way as having sex with someone totally different would be. But this takes effort and a conscious attempt to create that novelty within your relationship on all fronts, not just in the bedroom. And we're going to get into that in a minute. So looking at this idea of novelty, even though it's kind of a universal need and that all humans thrive on novelty, when you experience something new, your brain releases hormones, primarily dopamine, that triggers a feel-good effect, because the brain is wired in a way that it's seeking newness. It kind of registers routine and doesn't pay as much attention to that in order to create the bandwidth to notice change in your environment. And this makes sense on an evolutionary front, and there's a lot of reasons for this, but what you need to know is that anytime something happens in the same way over and over again, your brain basically starts to ignore it. And this can happen with sex. It happens with masturbation. If you stroke yourself in the same exact way year after year, it starts to lose its appeal and it starts to feel less and less exquisitely sensitive. And this happens with partnered sex. And this is exactly what's happening with you. So you have this sexual routine of 69, oral sex, intercourse, orgasm, and you're done. And your brain just isn't registering a thrill anymore. And it sounds like it hasn't been for a long time. So what to do? Because what partly what it sounds like is that you have a higher need for novelty than your wife does. And just like we've talked about low desire partners and high desire partners, with every aspect of a relationship, there's going to be a mismatch of your need for any one element. So hugging, one of you might love hugging way more than the other. Going to the ballet, one of you might love that way more than the other. Candid conversations over the kitchen table. Any element of a relationship, you're not going to both need it in exactly the same way. And so this is where it all becomes about a compromise and a meeting each other's needs and finding that balance where both of your needs are met without taxing or overburdening the other. So you have a higher need for novelty. She seems satisfied with the sex you're already having. How do you start encouraging her to explore more novel sex so your needs are met? Because what it sounds like is that you're at a breaking point where after 10 years of the same sex twice a week, you are starting to stray, your interest in sex is starting to lag, and this is kind of a setup for cheating, honestly. If you have another 5 years of the same sex and the same frustration, and you start developing chemistry with another person, you may seek novelty in someone else, and it may hijack the relationship and cause a meltdown. So you need to deal with this now.
And it sounds like the kinds of conversations you have been having are sort of half-hearted, that you called them idle conversations, where you were sort of trying to couch it in like, let's spice up our sex life. And it sounds like maybe you need to try a different approach where you are really honest while being tactful about saying that you are feeling sad that you are not having more of a connection during sex. You're feeling worried that you're in too much of a script and that you guys aren't bringing your full selves to your sex anymore, and you don't want to stray. You love her. You want to stay connected to her for the next 20, 30 years. So this is really important to you. I think really claiming and owning that this is really important to you and you would really like to work on this with her.
And that the relationship might be at stake, that it's not just something, oh, let's spice up our sex life, but I love you, I want to stay committed to you, and this, I may be approaching a breaking point.
And maybe you're not there now, but naming that you're worried that you look into the future and you see that, because I think that's kind of a helpful buffer. And also making sure that she knows that you're grateful that you are having sex and that you desire her. That is a really important piece. So it's like setting it up that you love her, you desire her, and can we create something else together? This is scaring me.
And one strategy I think that always is kind of good to employ is, I read this article the other day and it was saying that long-term relationships really need novelty to thrive, and just introduce the topic as something you just read about and that you're thinking about, and it becomes a little bit less personal and less of an accusation, and it can serve as a bridge into having that really vulnerable conversation you need to have. And talk about novelty as something that's not about wanting to be with other women, but wanting to feel the excitement and the rush of the newness when you first got together. And how do you create that experience of something new and exciting and thrilling 10 years in? And one way to look at this is, how did you begin? What was the beginning of your relationship like? How did you have sex in the beginning before it was a routine? Were there things that you did that you don't do anymore? Was there certain elements to your date nights? Is there anything from the beginning of your relationship you can repurpose now to remind you of that novelty from the beginning of your relationship?
Or is there anything else in the scope of your relationship that she has wanted to do or that you have wanted to do and you've talked about wanting to do that you could bring into your relationship? And this can be outside of the bedroom. Has she ever really wanted to go on a trip somewhere? Dance classes, like anything. The studies do show that if you do anything together that is new, it creates these dopamine rushes. And that hopefully can begin to translate into your sex life as well. But practicing in your relationship, doing new things, going on road trips, seeing new towns, like literally anything will be helpful.
Right. And this is, so the conversation and being really honest is our first suggestion. Our second suggestion here is creating novelty within your relationship outside of the bedroom. So Charlotte was saying, learning a new skill, going somewhere new, doing something that neither of you has ever done before will trigger that dopamine release in your brains while you're together, experiencing something together, and you'll feel that thrill. And that will translate into the bedroom. And if you do this enough, it will kind of reinvigorate your relationship, and hopefully that will create the foundation for trying something new sexually.
Bonus points for things that feel risky and scary.
Right.
Like zip lining or...
Right. Hot air ballooning.
Yeah, that is supposed to create a little bit more of a rush.
Even a dance class, because it's vulnerable and it feels a little bit risky. Like, it doesn't have to be hurling yourself from heights. But anything that feels risky or on your edge of your comfort level will release more hormones and make you feel even more of a rush and a thrill. The third suggestion we want to make is refusing the script altogether. Because what you call your nail-grinding, boring sex takes both of you to happen, right? As the old saying goes, it takes two to tango. And what would happen if you just refused to participate altogether in the boring sex you don't want to be having?
So what happens if, when you are beginning to have sex, you refuse the script and try and suggest other activities instead? What happens if you just don't participate in that routine and suggest or initiate other activities in the moment? It sounds like a lot of your attempts to try new things have been around conversation. So instead of however you guys normally begin, perhaps you could offer her a massage. Or it sounds like she really wanted to buy toys, but then you don't really use them. Perhaps you could have them at the ready or make suggestions with them and see if she'd like to try something new with them. Obviously without intensely pressuring her at all, but offering them and suggesting them so that you're getting out of your scripts and experimenting with some new kinds of sensations.
Yeah, it's taking it from a script to sexual improv. And one of the rules of improv is that you affirm one another, and there's the yes and rule, meaning whatever is going well, you say yes to that, and how can you build on that? And I know that you say you do more for her than she does for you, and it seems that there's an imbalance in the reciprocity of the focus of your erotic attention. But you might have to stay in that enough to shake up the script before asking her to do some of the activities that you're interested in. You talk about prostate massage and pegging. These are very new sexual activities for a lot of women, and she might simply be overwhelmed. One of the reasons people say no to new sexual activities is out of fear of not doing it well, out of it's just too new, they've never done it before, they don't know how to do it, they don't really know what it would look like. And so maybe you need to take some of the pressure off by starting with much smaller new activities. And that's different than a new position. I think it's shaking up the script, trying something new with your bodies. We love massage, and it can set the tone for a really different kind of lovemaking. But yeah, I think you're gonna have to experiment here and not ask her for such big opt-ins until you've set the foundation of experimenting and trying new things and having that be really fun for both of you.
So one of the things you can try, just to be experimenting with baby steps to changing up the routine and trying new things, is, for instance, you could ask if she would be up for experimenting with using just like the tip of her finger around your external anal sphincter while she's giving you a blowjob, for instance. Just tell her how much you would love to try that, how much you would be curious to see how that would feel. Including this kind of touch can be unintimidating, and adding it into doing something that you already do. And then if she feels up for that and would be open to exploring how to do prostate massage, because as Chris said, it can be intimidating if you don't really know what to do. we have this entire online video course that guides you stroke by stroke in how to do that. That can take the intimidation out of it if you are shown literally stroke by stroke how you can do it. And there's also something interesting about watching. Video is a big component of the course. So when you guys can watch something together and then experiment, it can make it much less intimidating than reading a book. And then
trying to remember what you read when you're in the middle of sex.
These are kinesthetic skills. They're of the body. It makes so much more sense to watch and learn and then experiment. And that can also be something that is a really concrete step to learning a new skill. It's like sit down and watch a video together. So those are tools that hopefully can be helpful for you for expanding your sex life and in a really enjoyable way. Pegging is obviously a much more intense and, as Chris was saying, it's much more of an opt-in for her. Like, that involves more for her to do, and it's a whole different energy to take on. So perhaps start with prostate massage, and if that is a big success, then you could eventually move on to pegging. But in this sort of baby steps realm,
start. And again, with the baby steps, if you've bought a strap-on and she's afraid to use it, maybe just have her put it on, and then you give her oral sex while she's wearing it. Or have her put it on and parade around the room in a really funny, lighthearted way, and have her, you know, jerk it off in front of a mirror while you tell her how hot it looks on her. Sometimes these things, it just takes a few steps to get comfortable with the idea of such a new sexual embodiment. Putting on a strap-on and fucking someone for a woman is totally flipping all of the sexual roles she's been taught her entire life and how she performs in bed. And there's a reason why it can be intimidating, because it's so new and so different and requires kind of a different attitude and energy. So if you can find ways to just start experimenting without putting the pressure on for a huge performance, that can really help. And back to the conversation element, if she continually resists trying new things that are really exciting for you, at some point you just have to ask her why. What's going on here? Is she afraid of the hygiene? Does she think it means something about your sexuality that confuses her or scares her? Like, what is going on in her head that brings her to a no again and again? When some part of her is saying yes and she's buying the toys but not wanting to use them, try in conversation to find what that barrier is, and maybe you can overcome it together and a whole new sex life is just on the other side of that conversation. Sometimes it takes really little breakthroughs to make a huge difference in your sexual relationship with someone. And the final suggestion we have for you is to really focus on the element of seduction in your relationship. It sounds like there's been tension for many years, and I'm sure she's aware of it just as much as you are. And so there's a certain level of stress and tension related to your sexual relationship at this point. And so you need to start working back into the romance and the seduction. And we really think of seduction as an invitation into an experience. There's lots of different ways of practicing seduction, from flirtation and lots of coy conversation to writing love letters or sexting throughout the day. But start thinking about how your wife might like to be seduced into a new kind of sexual relationship with you.
Right, and this is different, obviously, than coercion. But what would be appealing to invoke the invitation and the desire to act on these suggestions that you're making? So you sort of named that you'd had these conversations idly, as a way of trying to try new things, but perhaps it needs a little more finesse, and really expressing to her why you would love it, how it makes you feel to think about trying these things, and explore how that goes. Because I also think in a long-term relationship, people are up for trying new things, but it's hard to get out of a routine. And you're like, well, when I have more energy, when there's a little more time, you know, and maybe that can be if you go to a hotel for a weekend and be like, can we experiment with having a whole weekend where we're just exploring each other and see what happens? Like, that can add to the novelty and give you guys time and space to really explore. But she might be up for it and just hasn't gotten over that edge of experimenting and trying new things. So trying to seduce her into trying these things by expressing your profound desire for them can be an avenue to open up new experiences.
So just to recap here, we've suggested 5 strategies. The first strategy was having a much more candid conversation where you confess just how frustrated you are and that you're concerned that the relationship itself might be at stake here. So kind of up the ante and make her feel just how urgent this issue feels to you. The second piece of advice we offered was to explore novelty in the rest of your relationship. So go on adventures, try new things, do risky activities together. Anything that will up the dopamine levels in your brains will go a long way to create that thrill and rush of something new, which then will translate into your bedroom. The third suggestion is to refuse the script and kind of opt out of it and suggest other activities that would be pleasurable to her, but just don't play your part in the same scripted sex over and over again and see what happens when you create that erotic void to be filled, so to speak. The fourth suggestion was to try baby steps to new activities, so rather than ask to be pegged, have a little fashion show with a strap on, or instead of prostate massage, just start with external anal stimulation. And if you want really fabulous stroke-by-stroke help, check out our online course to prostate massage mastery, available at pleasuremechanics.com, of course. And the fifth suggestion is to really focus on seduction, bringing into the romance back into the relationship and focusing on creating a very appealing invitation that would be impossible to refuse. So those 5 strategies should help you start getting out of your sexual rut and start enjoying more variety of sex and more novel sex, and we wish you well with it. Be in touch, let us know how it goes, and anyone listening out there, if any of these suggestions prompted any questions, or if you have a story you want to share with us, you can always be in touch at pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and we'll get back to you right away. And while you're at pleasuremechanics.com, check out our complete suite of online video courses designed to help you become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. We are here to guide you every step of the way. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.